Hey, what's up, you guys, and welcome to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and I'm so excited for you to be here listening with us. We're going to be talking about everything from being creative to running businesses to just being all around boss babes and even some pop culture. So make sure you stay tuned, subscribe, and listen to all of our amazing episodes. Hey, what's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I know this episode was supposed to be out yesterday, but it's okay. We're fine. We have a new episode today, and I'm so excited. But before we get into it, I just want to say hi if you're new here. My name is Emily. I'm the host. We talk about everything from creative business to pop culture, and it's so much fun filming and recording this show. So if you want to help support us, make sure you head to the link on our website and join our Patreon. We'd love it. Okay. Now, in today's episode, we're going to be talking about fandoms, and not just like fandoms I'm in or anything, because we've talked about that before, but we're going to talk about how people have made fandoms into businesses, which, first off, let me say, there's quite a few of them, and I love them all. So, well, actually, I don't love them all. We'll get into it, you'll see. But, yes, so, let's just get right into the episode. Okay, so according to the English Oxford Living Dictionary, a fandom is fans of a particular person, team, fictional series, etc., regarded collectively as a community or subculture. So these groups are usually connected through social media platforms, two of the biggest ones being Twitter and Tumblr, you know, the T platforms, and will rally around each other for a variety of reasons. They're so supportive of one another, which is super amazing, and they're basically just a large internet family. It's really, really cool. Now, fandoms can be for a variety of things, from music to books to TV shows to movies. If it's out there, there's probably a fandom for it. So there are many, many, many people involved in fandoms, especially millennials and Gen Zers, which is my generation, believe it or not. I don't know if y'all have ever had this, but like, I'm technically a Gen Z, but I identify more with, and I grew up with more of things millennials grew up with because of the way my parents raised me. But anywho, that's not the point. So basically, some of the biggest fandoms in the world are Potterheads, which is the Harry Potter fandom, and we all know the controversy that's been going on with that, especially after what J.K. Rowling said, but you know, whatever. We have Super Hulock, which is Supernatural, Doctor Who, and Sherlock, because their fandoms intertwine, and it's amazing. We have the Five Sauce fan, which is 5 Seconds of Summer's fandom. They're amazing. They're cute. I love them. And then another one you may have heard recently in the news is the Beehive, which is Beyonce's fandom. Now, we have to talk about the Directioners. As you know, fandoms can be super casual, it's just talking on Twitter or Tumblr or even Reddit. But there are some fandoms that go a little too hard, and one of the best examples of that is the One Direction fandom Directioners. So, if y'all didn't know, back in, I want to say, 2012-ish, 2013, early on in the boys' career, the fandom hacked into records and got the boys' blood types. Now, I'm not saying they're like perfectly perfect or that they're completely right or that they're even close to being right, but the fact is this fandom found them. And I can't tell you like what they were, it was so long ago, but it's insane. Like, I can't believe a fandom did that. Now, don't worry, most fandoms don't do that. Most just share, like, theories if it's a TV show or movie about, like, the next episode or the next installment. A lot of them will share fan fictions, which are stories written by fans that are, of course, fiction, usually involving an original character or a ship from the show if you're like, okay, let's talk NCIS for a moment. The best example I can give of this is Elik and Teva. So Elik is Eleanor Bishop and Nick Torres. They're on the latest season of NCIS, and so many people ship them. Now, there's a lot of fanfic out there about them. There's also Teva, which is Tony and Ziva. And for the longest time, before they were technically canon, there was a lot of fanfiction going around shipping the two, and like the show did not help because they set it up that way. But Teva is also a huge ship, so there's a lot of fanfiction about them, and it's great. Okay, so the other things fandoms share are usually ideas about stories and whatnot, or even edits, which are really, really cute. Some of my favorites are some Five Sauce ones I was looking at yesterday. Super cute. I will have to show you guys. I'm actually going to create one of my own, maybe. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But yeah. So now we're going to talk about people who have made fandoms into their businesses. Now, it's a little strange to say that because you're like, oh, fandoms are already businesses. How has somebody made it into a business? Let me tell you, it's pretty dang cool. So, I asked on Instagram what you guys thought the 50 Shades of Grey series was, and 67% said a Twilight fanfiction, and 33% said an online erotica. And believe it or not, Twilight fanfiction is correct. So 67% of the people polled were correct. If you guys didn't know, E.L. James, the author of 50 Shades, which is, by the way, now a huge empire, she started the series as a non-vampire fanfiction about Twilight. And it kind of took off, and now it's where it is, where it's huge and house moms everywhere love it. Another person who did something extremely similar is Anna Todd. Now, you guys have probably seen the trailer for it on YouTube. It shows up as ads a lot. It's called After. And that, quite literally, is a Harry Styles fanfiction. Now, I never read the book. It was published on a site called Wattpad. But I knew it was there. It has millions of reads. I believe it's at like 90 million reads, which is insane. But she wrote the book. Then it got picked up because it was huge. And so she had to change some things. But Hardin Scott is the name of the non-fanfiction version. And then you have Harry Styles. Please tell me you see the similarities, because I do and it's hard. Anywho, the film itself, based on the book, is coming out April 12th. And if you guys head to dreamnowmedia.com/podcast, you could actually see the trailer in our extended show notes. Another person who has made a fandom into a business is Ivana Lynch. Now, you guys probably know who she is. She's Luna Lovegood from Harry Potter. But you might not have known that before she got the role of Luna, she was actually a huge fan of the series. After Order of the Phoenix was released, she was hospitalized for an eating disorder, and her family got in contact with the publisher, getting her a signed copy of the book. Later on, she went to audition for the film and was chosen as Luna. So that's really, really, really cool. There is a lot of talk that basically says that J.K. Rowling promised her if she got better that she'd get a role in the film, but can't really find actual evidence of that, and both parties have denied it. So it's up for debate, honestly. Just because they're denying it doesn't mean it didn't happen, but also because they're denying it, there's a high chance it didn't, you know? It's one of those things. Another one is Frank Gioia. I definitely pronounced that wrong. I'm sorry, Frank. I love you. He's better known online as Crank That Frank. You guys probably know who he is if you are part of the alternative scene. He grew his YouTube channel to over 680,000 subscribers by creating videos about his love for punk pop, especially the emo trinity, My Chemical Romance, Fall Out Boy, and Panic at the Disco. He has taken his love for his fandoms and has grown it to something amazing. Like, if you go back and look at his videos from the last year or so, he's done so many amazing things. He modeled for Hot Topic because of everything he's done. He actually transformed into the bird from Trench. It was insane. It really, really, really cool. So these are just some amazing people who have taken their fandoms and turn them into a career, and I find that so amazing. Also on the podcast page, I linked some other people I really, really love. I'm not going to cover all of them, but there's the Tim Tracker, DFB Guide, Life Disney Beyond, The Hillywood Show, love Hillywood, Tessa Netting, and Jesse Page. So yeah, so many people have been able to take the things they love, their fandoms, and turn them into a business. And I find that so admirable and so freaking cool. Now, as you guys know, I am a huge fandom person, and I am always showing you guys what I'm doing, what I'm listening to, and things like that, because I want fandoms to be a part of my business. I absolutely love having them and sharing them, and so that's often why you see celebrities as part of our color palettes, or why I share all the music I listen to on my Instagram stories and things like that, because I really, really, really love sharing these things. And for me, it's a part of who I am, so I don't want to take it out of the business I create. A lot of my business is like, I have people, when we work together, create a playlist for their brand or whatever to show me who they are and who their show is or show or business or whatever is, and to give me a better idea of who they are. And in turn, I send them mine, which is full of bands I love and fandoms I'm a part of. I have Hunter Hayes, Haniacs. I love Hunter Hayes, 5 Seconds of Summer, Five Sauce Fan, All Time Low Hustlers. Like, there's so many fandoms I'm a part of, and I like sharing that with my clients because it helps them connect with me, and when I get theirs, it helps me connect with them. So it's really important in my business, and because of that, I've been incorporating it more and more and more, especially like in the podcast. I mean, literally, I'm doing an episode on fandoms, and it's just something I really, really, really love doing. So that's what I do. I add fandom into my business. And I know some people think, oh, it's not a good idea. Some people think it's a great idea. It's just one of those things. And I think it's a great idea because of how I do it. So yes, I incorporate fandoms into my business. I love fandoms in my business. I love doing what I'm doing. I love seeing people take the things they love and create their own businesses or their own empires out of it. There's so many amazing people doing that. So yes, okay. Next, we have a couple of ads. You know, girl gotta make that money. I gotta bring that bread, get that bread. I don't know. I'm not hip. I'm 20. But yes, we're gonna get into some ads and then we're gonna get into the rest of the episode. I hope you guys are as excited as I am. This next ad is for the brand Lively, an amazing clothing company created by women for women. Lively is inspired by what we believe makes a woman sexy today. Smart, healthy, confident, active, and outgoing. Lively is not just about the product, it is about a mindset that reminds, empowers, and enables us all to live life doing what we love with the people we love. Created by a team with over 60 years of experience, you're sure to find an amazing, durable, and cute piece to fit your needs. You can shop their amazing bralettes, panties, and even their clothing now and get $10 off when you use the code AMB-BTGirlBossPod. It'll be linked in the description at checkout. To shop, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram, and hit the get $10 off your Lively order with the code AMBBTGirlBossPod. Get yourself one of their amazing products and just see why they're so talked about. Make sure you also tag #WearLively and @WearLively to show off your amazing purchase on Instagram. If you have a service-based business and are looking for a way to streamline your entire business, look no further than HoneyBook. HoneyBook is an amazing all-in-one platform perfect for creatives that can help you do everything from reaching potential clients to creating contracts to even invoicing on there and more. It's super easy to set up and begin using, which is a huge plus for the person who has so much to do and no way to automate it all. HoneyBook is $40 a month or $400 a year, which is a bit of a steep price, but if you use the code EMILY69824, when purchasing your subscription, you can get 20% off. That means you can save $80 on an annual subscription. If you're unsure if you should take advantage of the move, take advantage of their 7-day trial to see if it works for you. To sign up for HoneyBook, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram. It's in the description of our episode, and hit the button that says join HoneyBook and get 20% off your subscription. It only takes minutes to sign up, and then you can start streamlining your process. Now go. What are you waiting for? The this week's small creator shout out goes to Sabrina of @SabrinaLizette_. She is a Disney blogger sharing everything you possibly want to see about Disney, whether it's merchandise, things going on in the parks, new movies, everything. She's so cool, and I love how she uses fandom to further her business. She's just so freaking cool. I aspire to have a business as cool as hers, and maybe one day I will. I'm working on it. But yes, so this week's small creator shout out is SabrinaLizette_. It'll be linked in the description of this episode, and you can find her on our show notes page at dreamnotmedia.com/podcast. Because Riverdale is such a huge fandom right now, I know I have to mention it. And because of that, I wanted to have this week's song of the week be one of the songs from their Heathers the Musical episode. So, of course, I had to choose 17 because Cole Sprouse singing, y'all. He could actually sing, and I can't believe he had escaped an entire Disney career not singing. But holy mother of world, I love this song. Believe it or not, I hadn't heard Heathers the Musical before this. I'd seen the film, but I never knew the musical. And now I'm like, I love this. But I really love this. And just, the song is just amazing. Lily Reinhart is amazing. Cole Sprouse singing, I gasped and almost cried. Then you have Madeline Petch, and you have just such the amazing cast is singing this, and I just, it's so good. So this week's song of the week is 17 by the Riverdale cast. So on the topic of Riverdale, we just have to talk about how Edgar Evernever, he's so, oh my god. I love Chad Michael Murray since he was in A Cinderella Story. Now watching him in this, he's definitely a hot river dad. I fucking love him and his character. He's so good. His character is just that menacing but charming, the one you know you shouldn't be involved with, but you definitely want to be. And clearly Cheryl understood that. So Riverdale, of course, if you aren't watching, Riverdale has a bad guy this season. Well, actually, it technically had two, but I think they're connected in a way. I'm not sure, though. But there's Edgar Evernever and the Gargoyle King. Right now, Gargoyle King's gone, but Edgar Evernever's around, and he's the leader of a cult called The Farm. They don't call it a cult, but it's definitely a cult. And my god. Oh my god. It's insane. I think Twitter understands my feelings on this, because I just, there's so many tweets about, if I had known Chad Michael Murray was Edgar Evernever, I would have signed up for The Farm too, and just like, same. Other than that, we have to talk about how Jane the Virgin is back, and what the fuck did they do to Michael? So, if you guys don't know, Jane the Virgin is basically a telenovela that runs primetime on CW. It's an amazing show. They just started season 5 last week, and so far we have 2 episodes out. And the biggest plot twist at the end of season 4 was Michael reappearing, in that, like, they had him show up, and then they ended the episode, and it was hard. And then they only had a half season run this year, so we had to wait for the first half of the season to, like, disappear so we could get to the second half and actually watch it. And he came back, but his memory's erased, and he's Jason, not Michael, and it's a huge thing. And it's insane. So it's happening, and there's so many things going on, like, he doesn't remember, quote-unquote, and he, like, he just seems very, very strange. He's a flat country boy as Jason, not the sweet, caring Michael that he was before. But the end of the last episode, Jane showed up to pick up the divorce papers, and Jason, or Michael, I'm not even sure anymore, threw them away. Can we just, I was shocked. I was like, if he doesn't remember her, why is he doing this? And basically, his memory was wiped by Sin Rostro, or Rose. She is kind of the big bad villain that always seems to reappear when you think she's not going to. So, she's she basically took him and screwed him up, and it was not good. She said she did it for Raph and to get Luisa back, but we both know that's not true. So, yeah, that happened, and it's a thing, and I have feelings on it, and it's just, it's a whole thing. Anywho, also on the CW, it just seems like CW news today, but if you guys are a longtime fan of Supernatural, then you heard that Supernatural is ending after season 15. Right now, they're currently on season 14, so this next season is going to be the show's last. And if you're like me, you cried at the announcement video that Misha, Jensen, and Jared put out. Basically, they were even crying. It was hard to watch. I'm sad it's ending, but also it's going to have run for 15 seasons. So, I think it's going to be a good last season, and they're gonna send it off on the right way. If the writers kill Sam and Dean, I'm done. Okay, just, I'm putting that out there. They can't kill my boys. They have to give them some sort of proper ending, and that's not killing them and sending them to be with their dad, because that's just fucking wrong. Anywho, Sabrina came out last night. I still haven't watched it yet. I know, I'm so bad. I plan on watching it over the weekend, and you guys will get a full report on next Friday's episode. I'm super excited. From what I've heard, it's super good, and that there's like a wedding or something. I'm not sure. It seems to be great. So that's a thing that's happening. We also had to talk about Simple Creatures and their new EP. It is so good. Of course, as you guys know, Simple Creatures is the new, I don't want to say it's like a super group or whatever, or like a side project, because it's not. It's a duo between Alex Gaskarth, the lead singer of All Time Low, and Mark Hoppus, lead singer of Blink-182. And they came together to create this beautiful group called Simple Creatures that genre is trash pop. And I love it so much. It's insane. My favorite song, I think, has to be, they're all so good, honestly, but there's just, you know, there's some that you just connect with more, and I think mine has to be How to Live. I find that song so amazing. It helps that it's also like an Alex lead song, because as much as I love Mark, Alex's voice just makes me melt inside. Sorry. But yeah, it's just so, so good. So if you guys haven't heard it yet, you should definitely go listen to it. It's just amazing. Yeah, I see that this pop culture information section, pop culture segment, I don't know what it's called yet. We don't have a proper name for it. If you have any suggestions, let me know. But it's super dragging on, so I'm going to end it here, and we're going to get into the last couple things for the episode. So for this week's social media tip of the week, it's actually something I found recently that I think is super, super, super cool. And that's if you have like a GIF or something that you want to add to your Instagram stories, but you don't you can't find it on the GIF section, make sure you save it to your phone, and so it's in your camera roll. Then you go and copy the picture, and then you take it over to Instagram and you paste it as like you're doing text. You'll start the text and then you'll hit paste and you paste it in, and it'll show up, and it's super, super cool. It helps you do so many amazing and awesome Instagram stories that are super unique. They're not like the cookie cutter type ones that you see on all of the apps like Unfold and Story Edit. So I think that's so cool. You can do it with other pictures. You could do it with GIFs. You could do it with, I use a sticker for all my brand colors. So I do that, and I'll use that to like change text color and whatnot, and then I'll delete that picture. But it's super freaking cool. And I definitely suggest you do that if you want super unique Instagram stories. So if you want to have really cool GIFs or pictures on your Instagram story, copy and paste it into the story like you would text. Okay, I think I've talked your ear off enough about fandoms, so this is the end of the episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. I really, really, really love talking about fandoms and stuff, and I plan on bringing it in even more and just talking about pop culture news and things like that, because it's something that really interests me and I really like connecting them all together with business. So yes, I hope you guys will go and help support the show on Patreon. There will be a lot of really cool things coming there soon, so you guys can check that out in the link hub dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram. It's in the description of the episode, and you guys can find all of the things in like huge extra show notes in the description of the episode at dreamnowmedia.com/podcast. Just hit the name of this episode and you can find everything. You can find videos, you can find more information, you can find the actual song of the week without having to go search it. You can have a direct link to our podcast playlist. What's also amazing is you can shop our merch straight from the show notes. So if you want to get one of our really, 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 really cute Boss Babe t-shirts or pop sockets, then you can do that straight from there, or they'll be linked in the description. They're an Amazon product, so definitely, definitely, definitely get those. You can get them on Prime and get them in 2 days, so that's just amazing. Other than that, we will be back next Friday, hopefully, with a new episode. Schedule's kind of wonky lately, I apologize, but just know I'm working super hard on so many amazing things for you guys coming in the future. I'm waiting to hear back from some amazing potential guests, and just, there's so many things I'm so excited to share with you guys coming soon. So yes, I hope you guys like this. Again, I love it. I love you guys. If you guys like the episode, please go and rate it 5 stars and leave a really, 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 really nice review. Yes, okay. I'm done rambling now. I love you guys. I will be back next week. Bye!